little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I totally agree that the crux of what we do is risk management. And all of the patent recognition is the more experienced you get, the more you're aware of the risks you take, and you take the problem risk. And most trainees struggle with that. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they check for everything, and just in case, and do more blocks and do more investigations. But I was always under the impression that you would split the consultation to three. So 3 minutes, 3 minutes, and about three or four at the last bit. And in this model, you've condensed the patient-centered bit, the doctor-centered bit, to 3 minutes. And then a lot of discussion at the end about the management plan, about the
Well, the timing, as I was saying in the beginning, isn't essential. And I've often thought about taking the timing off, but the timing is quite useful because it's quite useful as a trainer to, with an SD, want to stop a video at 3 minutes and say, right, where are we? Mm-hmm. It's really useful to stop it at 6 or 7 minutes and say, where are we? Because you're usually still there coming out. And it's useful for SD3s to stop it at 6 minutes because then they can see where they should be.
So the idea of patients coming in, and for a CEC purpose, will work with two problems, one being overt and the other being hidden. That is not the common theme now. So somebody coming back in the sinus, lower abdominal pain, but there's also safeguarding issues or there's something else going on. And a lot of trainees, yeah, the opening gambit to understand that, and they're looking to it, but is something else going on? And sometimes go fishing for that other problem.
The first thing I'd say is there's never a hidden agenda in the CSA.
Okay.
There's an undiscovered agenda, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rare that there would be something presenting and then something completely different that you were supposed to pick out. And the reason for that is because that's unfair. And not only is it unfair, but it doesn't discriminate very well. So all I'm interested in as an assessor really is that borderline group. Bad candidates fail and good candidates pass. What I'm interested in is the people in the middle who should they pass or should they not pass. And for a case to work, enough people have to be able to pass that case for it to survive the CSA assessment thing, otherwise it's not discriminating enough. So if you made it too complicated with too many hidden aspects, it wouldn't work.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no